Well, I remember doing a Christmas morning, I think it was Christmas morning, sermon on a Christmas tree once. That was a long time ago. And I was thinking about a Christmas tree. I go, what if I could have reused it? And I decided I couldn't. So what we're going to think about this morning is not the Christmas tree, but the Christmas decorations. Ah. Now, a Christmas tree, as you can see, is a beautiful thing. And it's been used as a symbol. Well, evergreen trees have been used as symbols of fertility and life and all that kind of thing for a long, long time. But in Christianity, we use the Christmas tree as a special symbol of a Christmas time because it speaks of life and the evergreen. It's also pointy, you know. Apparently, the Church Fathers use it as a symbol of the Trinity because it was triangle-shaped. We don't tend to use that now. It sort of points heavenward, doesn't it? Points heavenward up to the sky. On the front page of the Telegraph, it said that there are 25,000 bugs on your average Christmas tree. Did you know that? When you ring the house, yeah. I thought that was horrendous. I'd better get out of the house really quickly until I realised it's probably more than that number of bugs on me. Because we all have lots of bugs on us, so it's nothing terribly wicked. But if you think about it, we put lots of things on a Christmas tree, don't we? We put lots of decorations on it. And the decorations all mean things. They're all... unless you go to one of these silly shops and you buy sort of cartoon figures or something. Most of the traditional things we put on a tree have meaning. They have meaning. They're important. We put... what do we put on a tree? Let's have a little look. Let's have a little look at what I've got here. Here you go. A star. Right. Who's going to tell me... Oh, can I have the mic? Sam, can you chuck it across? Brilliant. Number two mic. Number two mic. Who's going to tell me why we have a star on top of our Christmas tree? You've got to be under 10.
Do you know why we have a star on the Christmas tree?
Have a little get. Was there a star in the Christmas story? Yeah? Do you want to tell us, Colin? Colin, you speaking to the thing.
The wise men followed the star.
That's right. The wise men followed the star. And so we put a star on the top of the Christmas tree. Apparently, they never used to have a star on the top of the Christmas tree once. What did they first put on the top of the Christmas tree? Has anybody got a guess?
Mary.
Wasn't Mary.
Fairy.
It wasn't a fairy. Fairy. Where did they have... Well, fairies isn't the Bible. There isn't enough fairies in the Bible. We're talking about Christian stuff here. Reef. No, it wasn't an angel. Oh, dear, dear. Fairies. Who said... Don't put your hand up if you said fairy. Yeah, said the man in the silly hat. No, what they used to put on top of the Christmas tree was the little baby Jesus. Well, not really. No. It was a little figure, little baby Jesus, and sometimes in a crib. And so the little baby Jesus used to go on the top of the tree. And I don't know why we don't put the little baby Jesus on the top of the tree anymore when you think about it. It's, so we put stars, or we put, here you go, something else we have on a Christmas tree. I haven't got one. Let's see if we've got angels, yes. Where have we got any? See if we've got any angels. Is there any? No angels? There's no angels on the Christmas tree. Yes, there is. Here we go. No, it's a present. No. I haven't got any angels either. That was remiss of me. Well, sometimes you have angels. Why do we have angels on the Christmas tree? Do we have angels? No, anyone? No. So I can't be picking on you, can I really? Is it dreadful when your own kids are grown up? Shocking. Anyone want to say we're having it? Why do we have angels on a Christmas tree? Because the angels came to them in the story. That's absolutely right. We have angels on the Christmas tree. Here's a good one. Here's a good one that we often have on a Christmas tree. Who brought Christmas trees to England? Big way. Someone popularised Christmas trees. Prince Albert. That's right, in Germany. Those Germans were big into Christmas trees. Martin Luther was big into Christmas trees. There you go. What's that on a Christmas tree? Anyone know what that is?
A donkey.
Now, think carefully before you answer this one. Look what it's got on it.
A camel.
Yeah, round of applause. It's a camel. Yeah. I think I should start a campaign for real Christmas decorations. What do you think, hey? Real ones. Ones that actually relate to the Bible story. There's a camel. There's a camel. And why do we have a camel? Because the wise men came to see Jesus on camels. There we are. So the camel. So we've got a camel. We've got a star. Here's a good one. Here's a good one. Why do we have these? Thank you, thank you, thank you. Who said shepherds? Thank you, Rosemary. Rosemary, yes. A shepherd's crook. Why do you think we might have a shepherd's crook? Because Jesus is the good shepherd. Or there were shepherds who came to see Jesus. So you can have shepherds, crooks, camels for the wise men. Here's a good one. We often have these on Christmas trees, don't we? Here's this. Let you see this little. That's a cracker, that one, isn't it? What's that? Yeah. Do you want to say that a bit louder?
Present.
Yes, it's a present. And why do we have presents on Christmas trees, all wrapped up like that? We have presents because we remember the gifts that the wise, or the magi, shouldn't say wise men, the magi brought to Jesus. And actually, on our Christmas tree over here, we got some presents. They look like angels. Now, and something else that we could have, here you go. Why, this is a good one. This is a good one. What's that? Why did we have these? Why do we have these? Sorry? Don't look so mystified. It's pretty obvious. Do you want me to print a map on it? Come on, what is it meant to represent? The world, yes. We have a baubles, you see, these round baubles, and they remind us of the world, Jesus Christ, who came as the for the world. See, it's very important. All this, it's very important. All this, and I brought these. These are we only have a little Christmas tree at home. These are Christmas lights. Absolutely, Christmas lights. Apparently, when they first did Christmas trees, they used to put candles on the Christmas trees. Real candles on the Christmas trees. What happened when you put real candles on Christmas trees? Guess? What thing happened? It burned down. Yeah, it did. They had lots and lots of fires. Apparently there was a hospital in Chicago got burned to the ground because they put a Christmas tree up with, you know, and they had these real lights. Now we have these little fancy lights. But why do we have lights on a Christmas tree? We remember Jesus, the light of the world, don't we? Jesus, the light of the world. Jesus who gives light to our world. So we have lights to remember that Jesus is the light of the world. And the baubles, which are the world. Here's a nice little one. Here's a nice little one. That's a nice little Christmas decoration. And that one shows... What do you think that shows? I'll come over there because I think you might have got this one. There you go. You tell me what you think that is.
Jesus in a stable.
Yeah, it's the Jesus in a stable, isn't it? It's beautiful. It's a little picture of Jesus in a stable. And then the final one I've got... I'm not quite sure why I've got this one here. They didn't have bells in Bethlehem, did they? Why have I got this? That's not in the Bible, is it? Right, this is one Corin stuck in the box. I'm not quite sure why we have a bell, really, because they didn't have bells in Bethlehem in the stable. But it's a nice little decoration. You ring out those bells tonight. The cows might have bells on them. Thank you very much. Rescued from the jaws of defeat. Thank you very much indeed. Yeah. Well, I mean, these are all symbols, aren't they? But they remind us of our Christmas tree, which has all these little symbols of the Christmas story. And I think what we'll do is next year we'll have some candy canes. We'll put some candy canes on it, yeah? And then we'll be able to eat them and we'll think of Jesus as the good shepherd and also the shepherds who came to visit Jesus.